Chapter 4. Second City. On Sunday morning, Nadia brought the puppy to his car as he idled in front of her house. She handed it through the window and gave them both a little wave. He looked at the puppy sitting on his seat and fear washed over him. What does it eat? When does it eat? Housebreaking. How do you do that? How long does it take? He'd had days to consider these questions. Why were they only occurring to him now? He hit the brakes and reversed the car a few feet. Nadia, one foot on her bottom step, turned back. He rolled down the passenger window, craned his body across the seat until he was looking up at her. "I don't know what to do," he said. "I don't know anything." At a supermarket for pets, Nadia picked out several chew toys, told Bob he'd need them if he wanted to keep his couch. "Shoes," she told him. "Keep your shoes hidden from now on, up on a high shelf." They bought vitamins for a dog and a bag of puppy food she recommended, telling him the most important thing was to stick with that brand from now on. "Change a dog's diet," she warned. "You'll get piles of diarrhea on your floor." They got the crate to put him in when Bob was at work. They got a water bottle for the crate and a book on dog training written by monks who were on the cover, looking hardy and not real monkish. Big smiles. As the cashier rang it all up, Bob felt a quake rumble through his body, a momentary disruption as he reached for his wallet. His throat flushed with heat. His head felt fizzy. And only as the quake went away and his throat cooled and his head cleared and he handed over his credit card to the cashier did he realize in the sudden disappearance of the feeling what the feeling was. For a moment, maybe even a succession of moments, and none sharp enough to point to as the cause, he had been happy. "So, thank you," she said when he pulled up in front of her house. "What? No. Thank you, please. Really,